Well, as you may know, I was away for most of the last week and a bit. I was in London covering the death of the Queen, the ascension of King Charles III. It was quite the experience. Just something to see, to watch history go by like that was truly extraordinary. You feel privileged to be able to be there to talk about it, to talk to people about it. And that was probably the part of it that was the most striking, was just how much people wanted to talk about the Queen, what she meant to them, what she meant to their families, how she was woven into the fabric of their family histories, and so forth. And that part of it was you know, that part of it was touching, actually, to talk to people about it, because it was about so much more than the monarchy and the royal family. It was about people's families, about people's lives, about the passage of time, about the end of an era, about the end of generations, about generations passing on, and what they leave behind, and the memories they leave behind, and what happens when they're gone. And I think the Queen at 96 became that sort of symbol of a generation that was disappearing. And now that she's gone, she was sort of the last vestige of it for many people who'd already lost parents or grandparents over the past while. Needless to say, when someone of her stature passes, there is always a bit of a clamor for things that feature them. And very few people were featured on more things than the late queen, 33 currencies in all around the world. Well, collectors, it turns out, have been scrambling to secure rare coins and bills bearing her likeness, even though her portrait will really be in circulation for many, many more years to come. Bills last longer. We don't use them as much. Coins, obviously, too. So we're gonna have Queen Elizabeth on our money for a very long time to come. Still, there has been a lot of demand for some of the rarer ones, including some Canadian ones. A pre-World War II or Second World War Canadian $20 bill featuring Elizabeth as a child. Australia's Platinum Jubilee 50-cent coin. There have been a bunch out there that are on high demand these days. We wanted to find out a bit more about that. And to do so, joining me now is Peter Hutchison. He's a senior coin specialist at Hattons of London. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me.
It's funny just how much I think people, especially in countries like Canada, where the you know, where the Queen has been on our currency for most of our lifetimes, people who are of a certain age don't know anything else. There's been a lot of questions about, well, what happens now? And I think in the UK, obviously the UK being the one area, or England specifically, the one area where that be the most acute. But what does happen when there is the death of a monarch?
Well, first thing is to be assured that the currency, the coinage, and the banknotes, both here in Britain and in Canada, are issued by the central bank. So or the treasury, as the case may be. So the money that's in circulation at the moment continues to have validity. It just so happens that the Queen's portrait will be on it. And of course, the currency these days is designed to be quite durable. So these coins and notes are going to remain in circulation for quite some time yet to come. There's no need, because the denominations of the coins and notes isn't going to change. There's no need to call the currency in and change it over, which may have happened if the currency system was changing. But what will begin now, and what has probably already begun last week, is a process to create a portrait of the new king, King Charles III. All we've got to go by is what's happened in the past, and typically, a small group, probably only two or maybe three accomplished portrait designers, will be asked to submit some initial sketches or proposals. And then a committee, which is made up of people from the British Treasury, from the palace itself, and from the Royal Mint here, will view this and make a determination. And either one or two of those designers will be asked to continue their work on a portrait of the king. And at that point, they'll then be given, they're usually given a sitting with the king himself. And as you can imagine, there's so much going on at the moment with the accession of Charles III. This can often take quite some time to just get the time in the new monarch's diary to make this happen. So typically, going on what's happened in the past, these portraits can take between 3 and 6 months to be created and to then start appearing on currency.
As you mentioned, I mean, when I think back even to 20 years ago, the shelf life of a banknote was quite short. And these days, of course, with all the plastification and so on, the banknotes are pretty durable. It could take quite a while, for instance, for a country such as Canada or Australia or New Zealand, who all have very similar notes now, to actually start to have to bring those out of circulation and put new ones in.
Well, and even Britain's in the process that they're down to the last note. The largest note in the series is about to become a polymer note. So these polymer notes are designed to last 10 years, if not 15. Another sort of consequence of the global pandemic and all the lockdowns is that people are now more used to using their cards, chip and pin, and you know, waving the chip and pin cards. So the whole speed of circulation of currency, cash in society has slowed right down. So the mints and the central banks are finding that currency is lasting a lot longer now, and they've stepped up the durability. So coins typically 20 to 25 years and notes 10 to 15 years. So yes, the Queen's face is going to be staring back at us for quite some time, I think.
I remember even back as a child, we would still get the odd King George penny in Canada. And this is in the 70s, right? Which was quite a while. Actually, not even, if you think back, I guess it wasn't actually that long a time before, but we could see that again here, I imagine. We could still obviously have coins circulating in 20 years if we're still using them with the Queen's portrait on them.
It's entirely possible, depending on how long, of course, Charles reigns, but it's entirely possible we may see three generations of coins again. As you said, the coins of George V and George VI and then Queen Elizabeth, we may see that again with Elizabeth, Charles and William when he accedes. But let's not get ahead of ourselves talking about any future monarchs. We've just got ourselves a new one.
So. Is there ever any pressure to sort of circulate the bills faster when there is a new monarch in place? I mean, there is obviously an idea that perhaps the new monarch should be on the money. We haven't even had that conversation in this country yet, really. But that we would speed up the circulation, because as you mentioned, it takes a very long time now for banknotes to live out their shelf lives.
It's probably the opposite. Britain and Canada will be the same. We'll be sitting on advance stocks, not a huge amount, but they always produce currency in advance of the requirement, so that when it's called on by the banking system, it's there available to be released. So we know there are stocks of circulating coins and notes sitting here in Britain waiting for release. I'll assume it's the same with the Bank of Canada. So it's possible that they're not going to simply destroy those notes and coins because the monarch has changed. And of course, that will give them the time to undertake the design process. The mint may also take the opportunity to look at changing the designs on the reverse side, so the other side of the coins. And as you alluded to there are countries, Canada, probably Australia, maybe New Zealand, that may consider removing the portrait of the monarch from currency. So those discussions need time to take place. And in fact, in Australia, I think it requires a referendum of the people, so a full public vote.
My guest this half hour is Peter Hutchison. He's a senior coin specialist at Hattons of London. We're talking about the impact of the death of the Queen and the ascension of King Charles III on currency in general. And as Peter was explaining, it could take quite some time before we start to see the new king on our currency, at least commonly. Bills are much more durable than they used to be. Coins have always been relatively durable. So it could take some time, and there is no real rush for it to happen. Obviously, the currency is still legal tender for now and forever in that sense. You were mentioning that there's been a surge. I saw an interview that you did, that there's been a big surge in demand or from collectors of some of the more coveted images of Queen Elizabeth, even Princess Elizabeth on notes. How does that work so far?
Well, of course, Queen Elizabeth reigned for such a long period of time. It seemed as if it magically may have just gone on and on and on. And I think a lot of people were caught, a lot of collectors anyway, were caught assuming they'd have as long as they needed to acquire whatever they wanted for their collection. So there's been a sudden boom, certainly here in Britain, and I can assume it will be in Canada as well, for any of the rarities. So any of these coins or notes that are known to be hard to get already, and are already treasured by collectors and bid up at auctions. So this, we've seen an incredible uptake in people contacting us at Hattons of London and saying they're seeking a particular rare British gold coin or whatnot of Elizabeth II. So it's been a hectic last week.
The number I saw you mentioned was 45-fold, which seems like an astounding amount of calls to be fielding about. So are you able to find the? Are they out there to be had?
Well, no, and of course, inevitably, these people are after some of the harder things to find. So, what in some respects we don't want is a lot more people looking for them and suddenly looking for them. But that's really what's happened. So, we've seen there are some issues that were released earlier this year that may have already increased in value by 10 to 12%. They're proving hard to get anyway, which is why their value has increased in the first place. But now that more people are chasing them, I'm just not sure where those sorts of things are going to head. Presumably, they'll increase in price even further.
As a reminder to people, the Queen appeared on 33 currencies around the world, which, according to the Guinness World Book of Records, is a world record. What are some of the more, you mentioned some of the more coveted ones. I gather there are some Canadian ones amongst them, but some very interesting, people may not even be familiar with some of these, even in the countries where these were produced.
Yeah, a lot of the rarer coins are released specifically for collectors. If you're in the general public often aren't exposed to them unless you happen to see a press ad or a TV commercial advertising them. But a lot of these things don't require advertising. There's such an appetite in a lot of the countries that the Queen's head appears on the currency for these limited edition. It can often be a Canadian coin, but instead of struck in its ordinary basic metal, it'll be struck in silver and limited to an edition of 10 or 15 or 20,000. And these numbers are not very large. And when you find they sell out when they're first released, that means there's not a lot of them left for anyone new that may come into the market afterwards. And that's what we're now seeing. We're seeing upsurge of people that are saying, "Well, look, you know, I've got some holes in this collection I'm building, and I want to fill them, and I want to fill them now." And the holes they have are usually these rare editions that have sold out when they were first released.
A few that caught my eye. I wasn't aware of the fact that there had been a Canadian pre-World War, Second World War Canadian $20 bill featuring Elizabeth, Princess Elizabeth as a child. I didn't know that existed. I just looked it up. And I mean, it is indeed what it's described as, but I gathered that would be something that is coveted.
That's going to be incredibly sought after. And there's only a handful of instances. Britain itself doesn't have anything with any currency issued with the Princess Elizabeth on it. But as you mentioned, Canada's got that note, and I think Australia had a stamp that they issued just after the war with the young princess on it. So these things that were issued before her reign are incredibly sought after. And then, of course, we've got all the sequence of currency issued during her reign.
There was one too, a 1954 one called the Devil's Head Note series, another that I hadn't heard of, which has an even more sort of strange story behind why it's so coveted.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those remarkable things. The design was created, approved, went into production, and then after it was released into currency, into circulation, some people started to realize that actually the waves in the Queen's hair looked a little bit like a ghoulish face. So it quickly became known as the Devil's Head Bill, and has been popular ever since and sought after. And those are the sort of things that they're limited in number. They're no longer available, And they already had a collector following and indeed at quite a healthy collector premium. So that collector premium I can only see increasing quite dramatically now that the Queen has passed away and there's going to be a lot more people looking for those sorts of things.
Are there many of them out there? For instance, the pre-World, Second World War, Elizabeth is Princess Elizabeth $20 bill and this the Devil's Head. Are there many out there in circulation? Or I would imagine they've been collected long ago by those who really wanted them.
Yeah, they were issued such a long time ago. I think any of the quantities that may have existed, anyone who may have put aside 10 or 15 or 20 notes at the time would have come to the market by now and been sold through auction or whatnot. But the other thing about notes is they have quite a high purchasing power anyway, and people often can't afford to put, you can't afford to put 100 of these notes aside. So rare notes tend not to turn up in large numbers anyway. But as you mentioned, these are now so old that any quantities that may have been out there will have been identified as being valuable and will have probably come up for sale.
Peter Hutchison, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.